Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite you to a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th in Cincinnati. All the details will follow at the end of the rosary. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. When you read the story of the Israelites' journey through the desert to the Promised Land, one of the things that leaps off the page is the difference between the way the people respond to a challenge and the way Moses responds to a challenge. Here's the basic difference. The people complain. Moses prays. So, for instance, as soon as the Israelites cross the Red Sea and are miraculously and definitively liberated from the Egyptians, they start to realize they're going to need some food and water. So what do the Israelites do? They complain. What are we going to drink? And what does Moses do? Moses turned to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And he threw it in the water that was poisoned, and the water became pure. Then they go a little further, and they realize they're going to need some food. And what do the Israelites do? They complain. Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, for you have brought us out into this desert to kill the whole lot of us with hunger. But Moses, what does he do? Again, he turns to God, and God gives them bread in the form of manna and meat in the form of quail. But Moses warns the Israelites that they should not complain against the Lord God Almighty. So this is a really important distinction for us. Are we people who complain, or are we people who pray? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. It really helps that in the Exodus we see the difference between asking and complaining when it comes to food and water, because that's maybe the point where parents feel the difference between complaining and asking most clearly. Most parents know the difference between a kind asking nicely or complaining for a drink, like if you're in the car. And the kid says, "Dad, may I please have a drink?" If there's any water around, the father very happily passes it back to the kid. But if the kid just suddenly shrieks out, "Ah, I'm so thirsty, I'm dying of thirst. This is killing me, this car ride." It's like nails on a chalkboard, isn't it? It's the same with the difference between asking nicely and complaining about food. If a kid says, "Excuse me, Mom, I noticed that, you know, it's about 6 o'clock and I'm a little hungry. Is there any way I could have a little snack or maybe some supper?" Immediately the mom will respond and it won't really get on her nerves. But that's really different from a kid who walks in the kitchen and says, "I'm dying of hunger. When's dinner? Why isn't it on the table? It's 6 o'clock, you know." That kid better hope his mom doesn't happen to be holding a frying pan or worse. The same is true for the Christian. Asking nicely for things from God in prayer is good. Complaining is never good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. A person who complains is always acting as though they deserve better. A kid who complains about dinner, when it is, or what's on the menu, is acting like they deserve better than 3 square meals a day. Like they deserve better than having a parent who loves them and takes care of them and works and buys and prepares food for them every day. That's why their complaining is so outrageous and so aggravating. So too with the Israelites. It's like they're saying they deserve better than to have been miraculously rescued by unbelievable signs and wonders, rescued from a murderous and tyrannical oppressor. It's like they're saying they deserve better than to be in the hands of an all-powerful God who has taken special interest in their welfare. It's like they're saying they deserve better than to be brought to a place of intimacy with God on Sinai and a land of milk and honey in Canaan. That's what makes their complaining so outrageous and so aggravating. But then I look at my own life and I think, what about me? What about when I complain? When I complain, it's like I'm saying, I deserve better than to be forgiven for my countless sins. It's like I'm saying, I deserve better than to be purified by trial and made fit for heaven. It's like I'm saying, I deserve better than to pick up my cross in imitation of my Savior. Like I deserve better than to be given the opportunity to offer up suffering for the salvation of souls the way he did. That's what we do when we complain. That's what makes it so outrageous and so aggravating. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The complaining of the Israelites isn't just a form of ingratitude and entitlement. It's also a very clear form of distrust. I don't trust you, God. Complaining says, this world is not governed by an all-powerful, all-good and loving God. If there were such a God, he would never have allowed these events to happen. Because these events should not have been permitted to happen to me. That's a really blasphemous thing to imply. But of course, it's what complaining does imply. You're saying that the world, it's not being run right. And what is that except a denial of the governance of all things by the all-good and all-powerful God. And of course, the Israelites had just experienced proof after proof after proof, all narrated in the first 15 chapters of Exodus. You wonder if they ever read the book. Oh wait, they experienced it. This continual miraculous experience that God was almighty and all good and loved them, and he had everything under control. So they had no excuse for their lack of trust. But what about us? Has God really taken any less care of us than he did of the Israelites? Has he not sent his only begotten Son to save us? Has he not given us his own mother to be our mother, and his church to instruct us, and his saints to show us the possibility and beauty of heroic living? So how dare we complain? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. One of the best things to root out of your life this Lent is complaining. It's perhaps the main thing that spoiled the Israelites in the desert. And it's one of the main things that can spoil our Lent and our lives. That doesn't mean we can't ask God for things the way Moses did. God wants us to ask Him for things. It shows Him that we know He is the source of all good things. And it shows that we rely on Him. And by asking Him for things, we're forced to consider what we really want, and what is really appropriate to ask for. But let's be sure to ask politely, and let's be sure not to complain. That would be a good resolution for today, to turn to God often and ask politely, and never to complain. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
John Paul II wanted to prepare the church for a new springtime of faith, a new Pentecost. But he said it would happen like the first. In Acts chapter 1, the disciples devoted themselves with one accord to prayer with Mary. See, they gathered around Mary in prayer, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they went out and converted the world. John Paul said the new Pentecost will happen like the first, when we gather around Mary in prayer. That's why we're asking all of you to form your own rosary group with the people in your life. But I want to invite you and your family and friends to join me for a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th at 7 p.m. at Xavier High School in Cincinnati for Eucharistic adoration, powerful music, and the rosary. And you can find all the details at schooloffaith.com and just click on events. Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
It's hard to come up with a good example, but I feel like with the examples of complaints given, it's hard to tell what the difference is between saying I'm hungry and I'm hungry, you know? And I think part of it is, depending on how you say something, it can sound very accusatory.
Yes, that's the difference.
Because I was thinking about it. If you ask someone, hey, would you mind doing the dishes? Versus, hey, would you mind doing the dishes? It sounds very different to be like, hey, this isn't a problem to me, but it would just be help. Versus, man, you won't even bother to do the dishes. And that sounds so entitled. And it's coming at someone with such anger. Yeah. And usually when we're complaining, we are placing the blame somewhere. And that usually in prayer is on God.
Yeah.
It's coming to God and saying, look at what you did and look at what you did to my life. And do you even care? You're not asking him, hey, this is really hard. I could really use some strength right now. I could really use, man, some different circumstances. But it's not accusatory in the sense of, I deserve better and you owe me this and you have to step up.
Yeah, it's like we're saying, this is wrong, and could somebody please show me where customer service is or the manager?
Because so I can file a complaint.
Yeah.
And I think we also notice the same thing when we talk about gossip and that kind of language.
Yeah.
Because complaints and gossip have strong overlap of, it's really hard to know when you're venting and you're trying to, there's a good place for, yeah, I'm struggling with this right now, versus, and you know, this person, they're always doing this to me. And there's this expectation that they already know that they're troubling you, which they probably don't. And there's this expectation that everyone else should know that that's unjust towards you. But yeah, it's this misplaced sense of justice that we feel like we feel like this person is intentionally doing something and that we deserve so much more. And hey, in some places you might deserve more respect, more action, but I'll tell you what, complaining about it's probably not going to help.
Yeah, you really hit it on the head. You've always been, since you were 5 years old.
I don't know about that.
You have a way of coming up with just the right word. Accusatory.
Mm-hmm.
That is the perfect word for what we do when we complain. We're accusing God. Wow, that's really good. We're recording this rosary from a different city in the country. We're not in Kansas City right now because there was a very difficult and tragic extended family situation that Sandy, my wife, went to help with, and then Teresa and I came down to help with. And so we've been down here for a few days helping out with this situation. And we're driving between like four different places and hospital. And at one point today, I was driving from one place to another and I started to complain. And I was so busy complaining, I took the wrong turn and ran and found myself at a dead end. And then I was really mad.
Which is accurate.
Yeah, which is accurate. And at the dead end, I looked up and there was an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now we're in a place where I think that would be the only image of Guadalupe in the whole area. And I happened to run into it on a dead end. And at that moment, it struck me, oh yeah, I don't have any reason to complain. I have nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. God is taking care of me so wonderfully. And it was just a moment I realized how absolutely ridiculous I am.
I've done that so many times with people I'm close with where I get in my head of how they're treating me and I make all of these assumptions. And then I actually talk to them and I'm storming in and I'm ready with this accusation and with this argument for them. And they're like, oh, I did this thing. And I'm like, oh, you've completely deflated the whole thing. And God is always, we make these accusations and we complain and we say, I mean, we just don't understand, but there they are waiting.
This is, for me, I don't know about you, my only strategy out of this is to slow down, live in the present moment, and remember the presence of God, that the Holy Spirit is governing everything. And the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary. So if I just remember the presence of Mary and rely on her, I don't complain as much. I don't know, what works for you?
Well, I'd say in this situation, part of it comes from that assumption of ill will and injustice. And God quite literally cannot have ill will towards you, and he cannot be unjust towards you.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you remember that, though?
I don't.
So you want to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to find some way.
You can start by not complaining. If you, to a degree, really, if you just learn to shut your mouth more often, it kind of helps redirect your thoughts.
You know, it's so true. If I would just shut up, slow down, and remember I'm in the presence of Our Lady. That'd be good. Shut up, slow down, remember Our Lady. And if you missed the announcement, I actually have a new book out to help you remember the presence of Our Lady. It's really a book that explains how the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary. The book is called Three Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. Three Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. It explains how the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary. You can get it as a paperback or a Kindle on Amazon. So, Teresa, thank you for the conversation. It's always one of the best parts of my day to pray with you and to have good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.